All right, we are back from recess. I swang on the swing set at recess and played tag. What'd you do at recess, Greg?
We played superheroes.
Superheroes, awesome, awesome.
Did we do number 316 yet for the Fortins?
316?
I think you said that was a nightly roll.
Listen, I don't know. Paper in front
of me. That's a nightly rental. So on the nightly rentals, we're just letting them stand, and they'll get a letter, you know, with our decision. What date is it that the levy is set by? I mean, ish. I don't need the exact, but is it like the first week of September?
September 1, yeah. That's what they said.
They don't want to say it's September 1st.
Okay. Greg, one thing that David and I talked about, according to state statute, that the BOE can meet once a month going forward. Not that we want to meet once a month going forward, but we thought it might be good to meet after the levy was set, and which is just for just a brief meeting if there's anything that needed to be wrapped up or done or whatever. So I was thinking, like, I don't know what Friday morning, September 10th would look like, or is a different day better for you than Fridays?
No, Friday's good.
Is there any elections on the calendar?
The only election we have on the calendar is the August 3rd election right now. I do not believe there will be a November 1, but I have to look to see when the final certification date is.
I don't think we would be.
And would the BOE be visiting the assessor's office to see how we do it?
Sure, we can visit the assessor's office. I'm not thinking a long meeting. I'm just thinking, you know, just to set it up. I realize we had a super busy
year. So would we be able to know?
We'll know what the levy
revenue.
Yeah.
Increase. Would be
yeah,
time.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a motion that we set up a meeting for Friday, BOE, Friday, September 10th, a brief meeting at, we'll say, 9 a.m. Do you need to amend that? Do you need to amend the motion? Or?
Oh, is this a motion?
Yeah.
I'll second.
All right. Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Do you have your block? All right. We usually have blocks of blocks every year.
I think Wesley said yesterday when he called over and said we could put these on that I think this is the least amount you've ever had.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I just wrote them out in the form.
I like those. I like that. Least amounts I've ever had.
And basically, I've got all the documentation here to back up what we have done. The first one there, you'll see, it says new value appraised 530. And that was a parcel that was non-existent that was deeded to a property owners association. So that's the kind of stuff we're doing. The next two there that end in 000 and 001, new value appraised 460, the old value was 5245. The new value on the next one was appraised at 4801. The old value was zero because this is a new parcel. It was a split. Why do people do splits? Well, sometimes they want to combine parcels so they don't have to pay on two different bills. Sometimes they want to deed 3 acres out when they get a loan from the bank, and they want it deeded with a new parcel number there. So they can get the loan, and the other 40 acres they have isn't included in their loan, so if they go south on the one. So that's what all of those are, down until the one point here where it says new value 59,469 residential, old value 59,469. Those were 5-6 requests that we had that come in, basically where people wrote in and said, hey, we bought this property. It was a nightly rental, but they're not nightly rentals. We're going to live there. It's our primary residence, and I've got their documentation with it where they wrote their letters in and said, we want this residential because we're not going to rent it. So that's basically what those are. It's basically just clean up mess.
Just for my clarity, is whenever a split is done, do they have something that states what the value on that split is?
On an off year, assessed year, when Kenny does a split, he'll make those dollar amounts pretty much equal. So if we do the split, it will. On an assessment year, you'll see them maybe go up a little bit
because it's
an assessed year, a year of assessment.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. So, okay, so can I get an exhibit? Is this part of the exhibit?
That's
my copy.
That's your copy, and I've got this with all these for West.
So we're approving this.
Right.
Okay, this is the nutshell version.
Right.
And we will call this Exhibit Sierra.
Sierra.
The NATO phonetic for S instead of saying splits. Exhibit Sierra. All right. I make a motion that we accept Exhibit Sierra as presented by the assessor's office.
Second.